supposed to be doing at the moment. One person who I'm sure is doing all that is Geelong's Harry Taylor. Harry, what are you up to today? How's isolation treating you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, not too bad, to be honest. I've done a fair bit of study at uni and then school as well. And when you're doing exams, you sort of, I guess, go into some sort of self-isolation mode there till you get through it. And this feels a little bit similar to that for me at the moment, albeit in a much, you know, much more dire circumstance for so many people in our world.
Harry, it's Moons here, mate. Have you got over the hangover from being at Blitzer's place last week?
I was at home. I did sit on the couch for a while, and I got a message from him, but I thought, you know, best to stay home. So, obviously not the best choice from Blitz, but I think he's learned his lesson, and he'll be, you know, hopefully much better educated because of it.
Harry, Dermot here. Are you on to, what is it, cognac you're a connoisseur of?
Cognac, man.
I am a cognac man, yes. I've got a few bottles stored away there. Loved it since I was, you know, probably about 18 or 19 for some weird reason, but I've stuck with it. Pretty loyal guy. The first few mouthfuls weren't great, but, you know, 15 years on, I've got used to it and quite enjoy a drop.
Develop the
every
taste.
Now and again.
Develop the taste for it. Now, are we Skyping you or is this FaceTime? Because can we have a look at your cognac collection?
Yeah, you can. This is, I think we're on FaceTime. I'll just take you out there. Not sure how I can turn this around, so bear with me.
Harry, just so people know at home, you are a World War One or Two historian, aren't you? And this is where you got the cognac from, because this is what they used to drink in the trenches.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. All my books are stored away in there. Hopefully you can see some boxes.
Wow.
They're all stored away. Some stuff now. I'll just take into my little storage dungeon. So this little hidden box here, hopefully you can see that. That's what I made as a bit of a DIY project.
Yeah.
So we've got top, bottom shelf, middle shelf. We got...
Reception's not so good in the bunker.
We might have to get you to exit.
Downtime, put some wood on it and made it into a nice little cognac box.
Yeah, and you've used the Bosch tools on top there to do it. Good on you, mate. We might ask you to exit there. The reception isn't great, but we got the picture, which is fantastic. Now, if you're, are you First World War or Second World War historian buff?
Mainly the second, yeah. Mainly the second, Dermot.
So what did you think, albeit the First World War? Give us your movie critiquing expertise, skills on the movie 1917. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I thought it was, you know, probably more British influence than the more American model. I must say I'm probably more used to the American model with the big action, the guns, the, you know, the big dramatic scenes. I thought English movies, particularly Dunkirk, 1917, probably, yep, that followed more a, you know, the British model where they tell the story more pragmatically. And I thought 1917 fitted into that model. How's that for a critique?
Oh, well done, mate. I thought it was a masterpiece.
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely. Yeah, now, H, when we were playing together, you used to, every now and then, you'd want to learn something or do something a little bit different. And you actually learnt every major city in the world. Is that correct?
Yeah, I learned all the capitals. So capitals, we spend a lot of time in the ice bath. And, you know, sitting there for 10 minutes, maybe sometimes twice a day, four times a week, I thought that's a fair bit of time that I could be using to do some other things. So I wanted to improve my memory. So I downloaded the World Capital app that time and, tried to learn all the capitals.
So, Derm, if you throw a country, any country in the world.
What about a town or a place? Caracas.
You've got to throw a country and he'll give you the capital of that country.
Okay, Lesotho.
I'll put a caveat on that, Moons. That was about 5 years ago.
So now you're done. Oh, come on, H. I thought you'd remembered.
I've moved on to bigger and better things since then. But, it was good at the time, that's for sure.
Have you counted how many countries you've visited? Obviously, your off-season gives you a little bit of time to travel and the likes. Are you a well-travelled person?
No, I wouldn't say I'm in the well-travelled category. I've been to a few. Probably, you know, maybe not quite a dozen, I wouldn't have thought, you know, worldwide at this point. But, yeah, we'd love to do a bit more travelling at some point in time with my wife. But at this stage, yeah, we're probably more Australia tourists than worldwide tourists.
And if I asked you, what's the most weird out there place you've been in your travels? I don't see you as sort of like a meat and three veg kind of guy. I reckon you're a little alternative in areas.
Vegas.
Yeah. I don't think you're a Vegas lad. Where's the most different place you've travelled to?
I've been to the Maldives, so that's probably as different as it's going to get from me. We went there on our honeymoon. Beautiful place. Obviously very, renowned for its white beaches and its laid-back lifestyle. So that was probably one spot that's a little bit unique and probably more difficult spot to get to than otherwise.
Are you using this time in isolation to learn anything new? What's your latest intellectual challenge for yourself?
We've got a piano. The kids do piano, so I'm trying to work on my piano skills. I'm coming from a long way back. But, yeah, that's something I'm working on. I'm also doing some study, which I often do. And I'm also working on some skill work. Hopefully you can see this. I've just built a little backpack footy, which you can kick to yourself and it comes back to yourself.
Oh. Well, we'll get onto that in a second, Harry. We're going to come back to the footy. But firstly, we'd like you to once again get on the move and take us over to the piano and belt out, a rendition of Honky Tonk Girls or something
or
like that.
Chopsticks, maybe.
give us 10 seconds of your best.
Well, I'll tell you what my best is at the moment. I'm at the stage where I'm still trying to work out what the black keys do and the white keys do.
I am in beginner mode. Hey, yeah, how's it been? Obviously, our kids all go to school together. School's off. How the family been? How the kids been? And what have you been doing with them over the last few days?
Yeah, we'll just have a look around and I'll give you a bit of an idea. There's Lego everywhere. So, they've been homeschooled for a couple of weeks now. We took them out of school before round one just in case, the potential to get sick and possibly not play. So we took them out of school and my wife's been doing a great job homeschooling now for a couple of weeks. We, do a bit of maths in the morning and then go on some little scenic tours down to the park if we can. Otherwise, it's around the house trying to find different things to entertain them with.
Harry, talk to us about My Home Ground, something you're doing with the AFLPA.
Yeah, it's sort of, relatively new and I don't know the full story on it, all of it yet, but from what I can gather, it's just trying to make sure we, can show people who love their footy, who love their players, what we're up to in this period in time where there's going to be a football hiatus. That's what I sort of have got a bit of an understanding of it. We're going to show people into our lives, things we like to cook, things we like to do in our spare time, and hopefully get the fans a really good idea of who we are as individuals and AFL players.
Haiti, just back on yourself and your training, has the club given you programs yet, or is it just take a few days off or take a week off and then we'll get those programs out to you soon?
Yeah, I think Friday, so that must be tomorrow. We try to follow those as best we can in all our given circumstances to hopefully maintain a level of fitness that's going to make sure that once we do start football again, we can do so in a manner that's hopefully going to be, one, a good product, and two, making sure we don't get injured.
Harry, thank you so much for the little tour. We had Shane Warne yesterday and Aaron Hamill showed us around his home. Great to have a look at what you've got going on at the moment.
No one's got a box full of...
Cognac. That. I thought you were going Lego for a second. Well done, Harry.
Thank you, Harry. Keep safe, keep well, and look after your family. We'll talk to you again soon.
Cognac.
Lost for words there.
Yeah, I was trying to think, was it Cognac or Cognac?